Today's episode is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Look, I don't know if you guys have heard, but 2020 has been one of the weirdest years ever, but also one of the best golf years ever for the industry. And WorldwideGolfShops.com has all of the great gear from all of the top brands, including training aids, apparel, and accessories, everything that you need to get you on the course and playing a little bit better. So go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com today.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, and I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Follow us all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Hello to our friends over at thehackersparadise.com and all of you listening to this on the THP Podcast Network, which includes Off Course with Dan and Rob and Range Days, a very in-depth look at specific pieces of golf equipment that you can use to make your purchasing decision. Also, hello to our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. A lot of great stuff coming out from them very soon, folks, so please keep your eyes out for that. And today, folks, we are going to talk a little bit about my journey on the putting green. What I mean by that is 2020, as we all know, has been a very odd year in a lot of different ways. But for me especially, I've had the chance to play a lot more golf than I normally would in years past. Obviously, everyone being at home, and it's just a little bit easier to get out onto the golf course. But in doing so, I've actually noticed that the strongest part of my game, something that I considered to be the strongest part of my game, putting, kind of took a downfall. And so I needed to do something about that. And today, folks, if you've ever thought about trying a new putting method, whether it be changing your stance, whether it be changing the type of putter that you're using, you know that this is not an easy thing to do, especially when you go with an arm lock putter. That's what I've done, and I'm going to tell you all about it after this break. This episode of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast is brought to you by Asher Golf. Since 2009, Asher Golf has offered the finest golf gloves on the market with their unique styles and colors. I especially like their orange dreamsicle and skeleton-themed death grip options, and all of Asher's gloves are made with premium AAA Cabretta leather. But that's not all. Asher Golf also offers a full line of men's and women's apparel, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and other accessories. Yes, they even have products for junior golfers. Visit AsherGolf.com to learn more. All right, folks, we are back. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, today's episode is all about this experiment that I've been going through over the last couple of months. And it's still ongoing, if I'm completely honest. And that is with a arm lock putter. Now, this is something that I never thought I would try. I had, of course, become aware of this putting style over the years. Many players on the PGA Tour and other professional tours have used this style of putting to great success. You know, names like Matt Kuchar, Bryson DeChambeau, and others have used this. Webb Simpson, I believe, also toyed around with the arm lock and probably still does to an extent. But it was never something for my game. Until this year, I was struggling, folks. I was struggling on the putting green. I could not make a perfectly square back and through putting stroke if my life depended on it. So I've tried a lot of different things in response to that. I've normally, just to kind of set the baseline, so to speak, with you all, I normally use a bladed head putter, a bladed style putter, something similar to the answer putter that many of us have used over the years. And I've always just enjoyed the look of it, the feel of it. I don't typically like large mallet-headed putters, but I went to one for a little while. I actually tried a mallet-sized putter just to see if a little bit more forgiveness, maybe a little higher MOI, was going to help my putting stroke at all. That didn't work, and so I ended up going back to my Bettinardi BB01 from 2019, actually, putter, which, I was still doing all right with it. But then things just weren't really getting any better after a while. And so ultimately where I ended up was on the practice green with a buddy of mine who has been on our show, who has been on our live streams, Adam Tatro. You know him if you pay attention to Golf Unfiltered. He actually uses a arm lock Bettinardi, Matt Kuchar style putter. And so, actually, I take that back. We weren't on the practice green. He needed me to re-grip this putter. So if you're not aware, and if you've not seen one of these before, I mean, an arm lock putter, as the name implies, is long enough for the grip of the putter to basically ride up your lead forearm. In my case, it would be my left arm. And it ends, in terms of height, just before the crook of your elbow. So that's a long putter. It's about 45, 46 inches, depending on your preference, and I've seen some that are actually shorter than that as well. His was around that length, and so re-gripping one of these things is no small feat. I mean, the amount of grip solvent that I had to use for this was just ridiculous. But anyway, after I do that, after I throw on a new grip for this guy, I've still got the putter in my office, actually, for a little while. And, you know, I get my little, you know, indoor practice putting green. I roll that out. I got a few, you know, of my Srixon golf balls on the floor. And I'm just putting this thing, just trying to get a feel for it. What I didn't realize, now he had been fit to this putter, I should say. But what I didn't realize was that this particular putter was a little bit open in terms of the club head at address. It looks a little bit open. And there is much more loft on an arm lock putter. And that makes a lot of sense because just the build of the putter itself promotes a very severe, I'll say, forward press. And so you need a lot of loft on that putter. And in this case, I believe his putter actually has 6 degrees of loft. Regardless, I tried this thing out for probably, I'd say, 3 or 4 days before I was able to get it back to him. And I gotta tell you, after a while, it started to feel pretty good. I was making putts. I actually snuck out to the practice green on a nice day, and I actually hit that. I rolled a few putts with that as well, and it started to make a little bit of sense to me. So I ended up giving it back to him. You know, he put it back into his bag because he wanted to switch to that from a more traditional mallet-sized putter. And, you know, I have to say that for me, I couldn't get it out of my mind. You know, I didn't own an arm lock at that point, and I knew I wanted to try this again. So I actually went out to PGA Tour Superstore, not too far from my house. And Odyssey actually makes a couple different styles of arm lock putters, one of which being the Odyssey Double Wide arm lock. And it's actually got this really, really creative logo, I'll say, of a maybe bent, you know, muscular arm with a lock around the forearm on the bottom of the putter head. And this one is very similar to what I had been practicing with, you know, that Bettinardi makes. Same length, grip was a little bit skinnier, about 7 degrees aloft, and this one was just slightly open. So it seemed very similar, and I got to tell you, when I was at the PGA Superstore, I was rolling a few putts on their putting green, socially distanced, of course, and the feel was still there. A couple things, you know, I was noticing from using this putter was that my stroke slowed down. It was much more back and through, and typically I putt on a little bit of an arc naturally. I think you kind of have to with an answer-style putter. But this really forced me to keep it completely back and through. And I was making more putts. So I knew that I had to pick one of these up. I just had to. I had to bring it onto the course. I hadn't actually used an arm lock putter during 18 holes of golf. So after spending a few minutes with it in the store, I knew that I needed one. I went out to budgetgolf.com. I picked up an Odyssey Double Wide arm lock putter. And I started practicing with it a little bit more, and I found the same things to carry over that I found in my initial testing, I guess you could say, or my initial time with the Bettinardi putter, as well as what I found in the PGA store. So, a couple things that you want to keep in mind that I found out right away when using an arm lock putter is, first of all, you probably need to get fit for one of these things, and I will admit, I have not been fit for the Odyssey that I have, but what I wanted was something that felt as close as possible to what my friend was using, and I seemed to have some success with it. As I mentioned earlier, the grip is going to run up your forearm. That is the appropriate way to use this putter, and you have to kind of adjust your putting style a little bit. It's almost going to feel like the ball position, while you should keep it more in the center of your stance, the length of the putter makes you want to keep it a little bit more forward. So that's something to consider, especially when you have to keep in mind and account for that extra loft on the putter head, as I mentioned earlier. So you almost kind of have to force the ball a little bit more in the middle of your stance while also, you know, having your hands really forward. It's a big forward press. And that is going to cause you to kind of change your shoulder motion a little bit. At least it did for me. The other thing that you want to keep in mind is, as the name would imply, of course, how far up that grip on your arm, or how far up your arm you want that grip to go. Now, remember, folks, in order to remain conforming with the rules of golf, this putter cannot be jammed into any part of your body, even if it's your bicep. And that's something that I was running into when using a putter of this length. I believe this one is 42 inches long. I think I said they were much longer earlier in the show. My mistake. At any rate, you want to make sure that that putter head, or at least the butt end of the grip, is still free moving. You can't have it, you know, anchored into anything. So, that being said, you might have to either cut down the length of the putter, but you could just completely bypass that by going and getting fit. That's the thing that you want to do, and you know that we will always recommend that here. Now, those are kind of the obvious things that you want to look out for when you're trying a putter of this length. The thing I didn't account for was the putting stroke difference itself. Now, earlier I had mentioned that I'd like to putt on a, you know, natural arc. This putter, as I mentioned, promotes a back and through putting stroke. But you can also run into some trouble as you come through the ball. After you make contact, and probably actually right before you make contact with the putter, or with the golf ball, you want to make sure that you're holding that face off a little bit. You almost want to feel like you're hitting cut shots with this thing, because it is very easy to roll the face over, to shut the face with this putter. At least it was for me. What I ended up seeing was, while there might be a little bit of side spin on the putt, at the end of the day, what I'm doing is actually pulling more putts. And so I really had to account for that too. And I think that also goes into the whole ball position discussion that we talked about earlier. So, a couple things just as a rundown reminder that you want to keep in mind if you want to try something out like this. Ball position, it's going to have to be a little bit more middle to forward in your stance. So if that's a change for you, you're going to have to account for that. I actually prefer to stand a little bit open at address using the arm lock putter. That just allows me to kind of get the putter, of this length through a little bit easier. You want to make sure and keep an eye on that putter grip so that it's not actually, you know, jamming into your arm or the side of your body either, because you want that thing to remain free moving. And you want to make sure that you keep that putter head square throughout the stroke. You almost want to hold it off a little bit. So, with that being said, I was able to take the putter out to the course a few times over the last couple of months. And I gotta say, I really, really understand why people go to this putting style. It is almost impossible to make a poor putting stroke. I'm not saying that, well, maybe it's not impossible, of course, but it's very, very easy to make a back and through putting stroke with this thing. It almost self-corrects right away. And so that was something I was having trouble with prior to making this decision to try out a different putting style. Of course, the other thing I had to get used to is the double wide is a little bit wider, of course, than what I am typically accustomed to. And so it was a little bit heavier. Actually, I should say this putter is a lot heavier than a normal traditionally, you know, length putter. And so you have to account for that as well, especially if you're carrying that day. It adds a little weight to your golf bag, I will say that. On the course, had a lot of success with this thing. Speed control was something that I really needed to hone in a little bit, though. And as we all know, we play, and hopefully the practice green is the same speed and whatnot and feel as the greens that we're going to experience during the round. But with the arm lock putter, I really had to focus on getting the speed right. It's very easy to hit putts too hard with this thing. I mean, if you picture almost, it's not exactly the same length, but if you picture you putting with, let's say, like a hybrid or a three wood, chances are you might hit that first couple putts, pretty hard. I mean, you're just dealing with a longer club here. And unfortunately, I found that to be the case for me. So if there's any word of caution, if you're going to make this jump, is you really want to spend a lot of time getting the speed right for this thing. The other thing that I have a tendency of doing with the arm lock putter when I'm not playing as particularly well as I want to, is I tend to kind of lift up a little bit. You know, my normal putting stance, I'm actually a little bit more bent over at the waist. And so this isn't going to let you do that. I mean, you're going to stand up a little bit taller just because that's what you have to do to get this thing through the hitting zone. And that will throw off your contact point with the putting stroke. You need to really keep an eye on that as well. So, I know what you're all thinking. Adam, how did it actually help you? Did you actually see an improvement in your scores? Have you kept the arm lock in your bag? Well, the answer to all those questions are yes, and sort of. So what I mean by that is, did I see a drop in my scores? Initially, I did. I actually saw that I made more putts right out of the gate. And I'm not just saying that. I actually made significantly more putts, especially from inside, maybe 7 feet, using the arm lock putter. And I think that just went to show how off my putting stroke was with my typical gamer putter. This thing is pretty much automatic from inside 5 feet, as long as you have the read right. You just have to kind of backhand the putt. Again, this thing is running up your lead forearm. It's really easy. It's almost like you're sweeping the putt into the hole with a broom. Longer putts, as I just mentioned, were a little bit more difficult to get the speed right. But I would say, and I've not done exact math on this, but I would say I've probably saved about 3 strokes on average per round using the arm lock putter. Has it remained in my bag? Sort of. I still kind of switch back and forth with my typical Bettinardi blade putter. Why do I do that? Well, I think this is something that a lot of golfers struggle with. At least the ones that I've spoken to have admitted that they think this all the time. I was custom fit to the Bettinardi putter. That is something that is a putter that was fit to me specifically. And I have had a lot of success with this putter before and continue to do so. I've actually gone back to it after about, you know, the month and a half, 2 months, I don't even know, experiment with the arm lock. Because what I've found is that time I use the arm lock and continue to do so in my office right now, I'm actually looking at it at the moment, I found that my putting stroke overall has slowed down enough to where really I started to make more putts with my typical putter as well. So what's the takeaway for me on this? And it might be for you too if you decide you want to try this out. And I would really highly encourage you to go ahead and experiment with an arm lock putter. There's really nothing wrong with it. I know it might seem a little goofy at first, and I know that perhaps a few of your playing partners might give you a few jabs here and there, but I have found that it actually helps you correct a lot of flaws in your normal putting stroke. It did for me. So ultimately, while I know that I could still take this arm lock putter out on the course and still perform pretty well with it on the putting green, I am actually making more putts with the putter that was custom fit to me originally. I almost view the arm lock putter as kind of a training aid at this point, which is why I keep it with me in my office and I still hit putts with it, when I'm on a conference call or just have a couple minutes to kill here at home. It really helps you zero in and focus on where you're making contact with the golf ball during your putting stroke, how well you can keep that face in control, which is just absolutely paramount and important with an arm lock. And it really helps you slow down your tempo. Those were the benefits that I experienced using this putter during my little experiment here. So by no means should I say that the arm lock putter is the only putter type that will bring you success. I know that that's not the case, right? I went back to my original putter. But the point is that if you can step out of your comfort zone for just a little bit, try something new, understanding that this is an experiment, you're not going to make a permanent change right away. Because I think there's a little pressure that comes with that, especially if you make a purchase and say, oh my goodness, I just spent X amount, $100 on this thing. I better use it. Just tiptoe a little bit out of your comfort zone, because it might actually help your game in ways that you didn't think it would. And ultimately, if you're one of those people like me that went and got custom fit for another putter, you spent a lot of money for this thing, you want to make sure that you use this for the rest of your golfing career, which, by the way, is probably not going to happen. People change over time. Putting strokes and golf swings change. But if you want to use this custom-made, fit-to-you product for as long as you possibly can, sometimes it's okay to use something different for a little bit to get you back on course. So where are you guys at in your putting journey right now? Have you thought about using a different putter type? Have you thought about using the arm lock? Perhaps you even got one of those big broomstick, you know, long putters, or a belly putter that you've just kind of kept over the years and you're trying to still use. What are your thoughts on making that step or taking that step out of your comfort zone? Let us know. Hit me up on social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email directly, adam@golfunfiltered.com, or you can actually participate in the conversation about this podcast episode over at the Hackers Paradise forums over at thehackersparadise.com. Thanks so much for listening today, folks. We will be back next week with another guest. We've got a great, great guest lined up for you. Excited to bring it to you. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes open on social media and golfunfiltered.com for more. Take care of yourselves.